嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴的早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天节目当中呢，我们将会继续来学习一段来自于摩登家庭第三季第十七集的英文台词。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
The day I most dreaded had fallen on the day I most loved.
The day I most dreaded had fallen on the day I most loved. 我最恐惧的一天降临在了我最爱的这一天。The day I most dreaded had fallen on the day I most loved. The day I most dreaded had fallen on the day I most loved.那么在这样一段话当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 most dreaded 这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起，你呢可以做一个比较典型的不完全爆破的处理，可以读成 most dreaded, most dreaded。而当 had fallen 出现在一起呢，此时也有一个不完全爆破的处理，那我们呢可以读成 had fallen, had fallen。而当 most loved。这样的两个单词呢，我们放在一起，其中呢存在一个不完全爆破，那么你可以读成 most loved, most loved.
It happened, Satan's trifecta. The day I most dreaded had fallen on the day I most loved.
They're gonna ruin trapezing.
I bet they don't even catch me.
Why are you so afraid of them? They're reasonable. Why don't we just suggest they stay home, considering they're all in their
minutes? Shh. The first rule of dealing with the cycle.You never mention the cycle. You tiptoe around it. The woman's actually taken great pains to hide the monster she's become. But if you acknowledge it, that brings the monster forth.
My God. There's three of them.
It's okay. I have a plan.
那么今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这里 fall on 的用法。那么这样一个短语呢，意思会比较多。今天视频当中的用法呢，其实就指的是某件事情发生在某个特定的地方或者某个特定的地点。 To come at a particular time or happen in a particular place. 比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个， My birthday will fall on a Friday this year. 今年我的生日会在一个周五，或者说呢，我今年的生日在周五。 My birthday will fall on a Friday this year.下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。Her birthday falls on a Monday this year. 她今年的生日在周一。Her birthday falls on a Monday this year. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。Easter falls on the 12th of April this year. 今年复活节是在四月十二日。Easter falls on the 12th of April this year. 下面呢，我们来看一下本期节目当中出现的最后这个例子。The final exam fell right on my birthday, so I wasn't exactly able to spend the whole day celebrating. 期末考试刚好撞上我的生日，所以我当时没办法花一整天庆祝。The final exam fell right on my birthday, so I wasn't exactly able to spend the whole day celebrating. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。他们的婚礼刚好撞上我的面试，所以我想我应该是无法去参加这场婚礼了。他们的婚礼刚好撞上我的面试，所以我想我应该是无法去参加这场婚礼了。那么这样一个句子，你会如何去理解和翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。今天这一期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you!